Welcome to Whispers to a Bride, where we talk about the stuff no one else is talking about. We are going deep on the emotional aspects of getting married, the stress, drama, and turbulence that affects your own sense of identity and your closest relationships. We are talking about what it means to be a bride and how to navigate the sacred time with more grace and ease. I'm your host, Kara Gasabe. As a life coach and therapist, I'm going to be sharing super practical tips so that you can not only rise to the occasion of your wedding, but also your life. Hello, hello, and welcome back. This is Kara. You are listening to Whispers to a Bride. Today's episode is called Beautifully Sensitive. And today I just want to pop in just introducing this phrase to you, beautifully sensitive, because I think as I've been working with some brides recently, one of the kind of core issues they're dealing with is this feeling of being self-conscious about how sensitive they are around their wedding and around all of the planning and their friendships and all their relationships around their wedding. Now, if you have been here for more than a minute, you know that this is super normal and it's part of the process. This emotional, like, upheaval part is the exact thing that I talk about and that I focus on and that I help people with. And so if you're listening to this today, I just want you to think about the idea, instead of what I often see happening where we're like, what is wrong with me? This is like such a happy time in my life. I have no business being like super emotional and so highly sensitive to everything. I should just really have my stuff together. I do so well in my career. I've always managed other parts of my life really well. It's just planning a wedding. It's just a party. Like, I can do this. Why am I so sensitive? Why am I so unhinged or easily triggered or confused or overwhelmed or just however you describe your situation? We can be really tough on ourselves, and we can really, there's this idea of just like pushing through, getting over it, getting over ourselves, like be grateful, which, you know, is important, but also we can use it in a punitive way that is not so helpful. And today I just want to really give you this idea. You'll hear about it too in the conversation I have with that bridal salon owner, Wendy Rivera, that like, it's a beautifully sensitive time when you become a bride, when you get engaged, when you start down this path of joining your life with someone else, with changing your identity. It's almost like the wheels are in motion for like a huge chapter in a woman's life, especially like all of the projection from society about like, well, what does it mean when you get that engagement ring? Suddenly your career is different because people are going to make assumptions about you having children and how that will affect your status in the workplace. And people assume you're going to change your name, that you might move, that you might have less time for your friends, that you might give up certain hobbies, that like you're going to sort of just change in all kinds of ways. And they're not wrong, and you're not wrong. There is a lot of change. A big part of getting married is change. That's what makes it so hard. But I think the other part that's hard is just like all of the unwelcome assumptions and opinions from those around us, even the people that care the most about us. It can just be overwhelming, especially because you might not be sure exactly where you stand on all of these topics. And the world isn't the way it used to be. The general, like, get married, have kids, stay at home, blah, blah, blah. That's not how it is anymore, right? There's a lot of options on how to live your life, how to make a family, how to not have a family. Many couples these days are choosing to be child-free by choice in like a very out loud, sort of different kind of way, I think, that has been historically recognized. And so all of that is to say, if you're feeling sort of beside yourself, sort of unfamiliar to your own self and to your family and friends and fiance, try not to admonish yourself. Try not to punish yourself. Try not to overly psychoanalyze yourself or diagnose yourself or freak yourself out. Try to rest maybe in this knowing you are sensitive, but it's like you're beautifully sensitive. Like, this is, I always try to talk about this time of engagement and wedding planning and newlywed as like a really sacred phase of life. It's really unique. It's really special. It's really challenging. It's really overwhelming. But I think instead of trying to minimize and be like, I'm not that sensitive, I'm not going to be like that, and like deny or push it back or try to override the sensitivity, I want you to lean into it. I want you to just sort of own it that, like, yeah, it's a super tender time. I'm like highly reactive to myself and the people around me and to these choices I'm making and to people's opinion. You're also probably more sensitive to marketing for the wedding industry than you might be in other phases of your life. But you're also sort of thoughtful and careful and subtle and delicate. There's a lot to sensitivity that isn't just weakness, that it's really beautiful, really soft, really special. And I don't want you to miss that part. And just, that's again, this idea of like the bridezilla, and we sort of just like look down on it and it's like, oh my gosh, those spoiled, bratty, crazy girls are bridezillas. And I really think it's just, they are beautifully sensitive, but like it's gotten really warped and they're coping with that sensitivity in sort of maladaptive, not helpful ways. And if this is you, I just want you to take a pause and like, instead of trying to like outrun these tender, sensitive, emotional, intense feelings and moods, I want you to embrace them. I want you to normalize them. And I want you to really just lean into them and see what beauty is there. See what insight and wisdom is there. See what wants to be expressed. I feel like a lot of us have just like old thoughts and worries and dreams that are like really bubbling up and coming to the surface and need to be sort of seen and witnessed and moved through. This is like where you're going to be like journaling, you're going to be moving your body, a walking meditation is good, talking with a trusted friend, hiring someone like me to really like help you get all of these thoughts and feelings that have sort of been stifled or buried, and for whatever reason, now they need to come through. And the reason for that often is because you've thought about this moment. It's been so always in the future, and now it's suddenly here. And that's just an overwhelming thing. There's not that many other times in your life where you're like, all of a sudden, the thing you always thought about is now happening. And that can just be kind of like really cognitively and emotionally messy. And again, that's where you reach out for help. Women helping women. This is like the most essential time to lean into your girlfriends. But like I've discussed on this podcast, it can be one of the trickiest, stickiest times with your girlfriends because of all of the things that we've discussed about what's going on in their lives, what projection is happening, fears of abandonment, reshuffling of priorities, all those things. You can check out some of my episodes on female friendships, but it can be a lonely time. And so I just want you to remember you're beautifully sensitive. I want you to pay attention and honor it. Maybe that's like the takeaway message from this podcast is honor that sensitivity. Honor this time. Know that it won't last forever, which is like the good news and the bad news in some ways. But really just try to get from this time what it's offering you instead of just trying to white knuckle and just like get through it and then get back to like so many people are like, I just want the wedding to be over. I want it to be over. It's like, let's try to increase our tolerance for the distress, try to lean into it. And there's so much beauty, I think, hidden within all of this sensitivity. And there's so much wisdom to glean from it. So that is just like my quick little PSA for today. If you like this podcast, I would so, so, so appreciate if you share with a friend. As the kids are saying, tell a friend to tell a friend. And you can always schedule an appointment with me, caramorine.com. I have bridal sessions. Just one conversation can change the whole trajectory of your bridal experience. So until next week, I am wishing you nothing but bridal bliss.